WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 40 degrees. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Today, sunny, warm, and gorgeous. High of 58. Clear early tonight, then clouding up overnight. Low 42. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance for some rain and a high of 54. With John Wallace, I'm Mike Alarney. The news this morning is brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today. Our top story at 6, two mobile home communities in Berrien County are under do-not-drink orders when it comes to the tap water.
The Berrien County Sheriff's Department tells us the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has requested the water at the River Springs Estates Mobile Home Park in Berrien Township and at the Meadow Streams Mobile Home Community in Sotus Township not be consumed until further notice. The DEQ recommends only drinking bottled water. That's because flooding in the past week could have caused contamination. The do-not-drink orders are in effect until further notice. Andrew Green reporting.
The Berrien County Sheriff's Department has begun its damage assessment in the Berrien Springs and Niles areas from the flood. Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells WSJM News the Sheriff's Department's damage assessment team was checking out homes in the River Springs Estates Mobile Home Park yesterday.
The initial stuff we're doing today is to record that kind of information, and then it'll give us a timeline of what we need to do in the recovery process.
He says the initial inspections also looked at which homes could have their power restored, but he says there's a long road ahead.
You can always replace your property. I'm just thankful nobody got hurt, and it's going to be time-consuming, but rely on your faith, your family, your friends, and the generosity of the community rallying around you.
Boyce estimates about 75% of the homes in that neighborhood suffered flood damage. He says shelters will stay open as long as they're needed. A plan is now before the state legislature to prevent the sexual abuse of young athletes. State Representative Beth Griffin of Mattawan telling us her bill in the package would increase the number of authority figures who must report evidence of abuse. It adds coaches, assistant coaches, and athletic trainers to the list. Griffin says the Larry Nassar scandal at Michigan State University brought about these changes.
So many of these girls' stories have just hit me right in my heart, and I'm just really glad to be a part of the solution for hopefully future athletes. And like I said, just very, very blessed to be a part of this legislation because it's so terrible that this happened, but look at the good that's coming out of it.
Other bills in the 10-bill package would expand the statute of limitations, increase penalties for possessing child pornography, and immunity for abusers and enablers of abuse, and preserve the anonymity of survivors in civil suits. Several of Nassar's abuse survivors were on hand for yesterday's unveiling of those bills. And the federal government now launching a new investigation into Michigan State University's handling of the Nassar scandal. Michigan News Network Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick with more.
Betsy DeVos, who runs the U.S. Education Department, has sort of telegraphed over the past couple of weeks that the feds would get into this as well, along with a variety of other groups, and now she has made it official with a statement that the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Education will look into the university's alleged violations, if any, of the Title IX Act. That's the federal vehicle for getting money onto college campuses for sports and the like. The NCAA is also investigating the State Attorney General's office, two congressional committees, and a Senate committee out of Washington. Lots of investigations post Larry Nassar.
Democrats in the State House are making their agenda for this coming election known at the top of their list, fixing Michigan's roads. State Representative Jerry Moss says the additional funding recently passed by the House and awaiting a Senate vote isn't enough.
We voted on additional road funding last week, which is woefully short of what we need to fix the roads. Democrats actually offered further funding to our roads, and Republicans shot those amendments down.
Moss says the potholes statewide confirm lawmakers aren't doing enough to maintain the condition and safety of state roads. A plea agreement reached in a Cass County murder case. Prosecutor's office telling us 24-year-old William Henderson yesterday pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, admitting to stabbing Jan Mendez in the neck and killing him at AmeriCart in Mason Township last January. They were co-workers. As part of the plea deal, he'll get at least 30 years in prison. Henderson will also be required to plead guilty to armed robbery in a second case in Elkhart, Indiana. The sentencing will be in April. WSJM News Time is 6:04. It's 40. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 399, the NASDAQ gained 84, the S&P 500 up 32. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, the president's gun control views changing again. WSJM News Time, 6:05, 40 degrees. After a meeting with the gun lobby, President Trump's proposals on gun control appear to be changing.
Last week, President Trump called for raising the purchasing age for semi-automatic weapons, something the NRA is against. But after meeting with NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre this weekend, he hasn't mentioned the proposal. Instead, President Trump is pushing for arming select teachers and keeps hammering away at the police response to deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida. The president says he would have defended the school.
I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that, too.
Tara Palmieri, ABC News, Washington.
Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush paying their respects in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday to the Reverend Billy Graham. They're among hundreds of mourners who've made their way to the Billy Graham Library, where the body of the famed religious leader is in a casket lying in repose. Former president spoke on Graham's legacy.
If there's such a thing as a humble shepherd of the Lord, Billy Graham is that person.
Graham died last week at the age of 99. The former lawman who resigned in the face of criticism over his handling of the South Florida school shooting is pushing back against claims that his actions were cowardly.
The reports that then Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson and possibly others did not go into Douglas High School during the shooting caught the attention of President Trump.
The way they performed was really a disgrace.
Peterson's attorney insists that his client was responding to a report of firecrackers at the campus. When he arrived and heard gunshots, he believed they were coming from outside the building. Peterson's lawyer says deputies are trained to take cover and assess the situation in outdoor gunfire scenarios. He says that's what Peterson did. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Broward County, Florida.
Leaders of cash-strapped state and local governments are paying close attention to a teacher strike in West Virginia.
United Mine Workers of America President Cecil Roberts talking about solidarity at a rally on the steps of the Capitol building in Charleston.
This is when the good people of West Virginia take back their state and stand up!
Thousands of teachers donning red and holding signs Monday afternoon demanding better pay and insurance benefits. Alex Thomas, ABC News, Charleston, West Virginia.
Writer, director, podcaster extraordinaire, and super comic book fan Kevin Smith is recovering after a massive heart attack this week.
The guy behind the cult hit movies Clerks, Chasing Amy, and more posted an Instagram selfie from a hospital bed Monday morning saying he suffered a massive heart attack between comedy shows in Los Angeles Sunday night. The bearded, hockey jersey-wearing star says after the first show, he felt nauseous, sweaty, and chest pressure. So he went to the hospital. Doctors told him that decision saved his life. Smith seemed in good spirits so soon after such a serious ordeal, writing that maybe it's time to go vegan. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. NBA last night, the Bulls lost to Brooklyn. The Pistons got blown out by Toronto. Tonight, Chicago is at Charlotte at 7. High school girls basketball in the districts last night. St. Joe beat Portage Northern. Berrien Springs over Benton Harbor. Niles beat Buchanan. Lake Michigan Catholic beat Grace Christian. Michigan Lutheran over Lawrence. We have boys high school basketball tonight on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's Berrien Springs and St. Joseph at 7. Preseason baseball, the Tigers beat Baltimore. The White Sox over Oakland. The Cubs lost to Seattle. This afternoon, the Tigers are at the Phillies at 1. The Cubs and the White Sox battle in Mesa at 3. For these and more, log on to WSJM.com. Newstalk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.